Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the New York Mets and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Frank Tavares. Batting second. The right fielder, Elliot Maddox. Batting third. The center fielder, Lee Mozzilli. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Stearns. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Joel Youngblood. Batting seventh. The catcher, Alex Trevino. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Doc Ellis. Pitching for the New York Mets, Doc Ellis. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Warren Cromartie. Batting second. The second baseman, Dave Cash. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rudy May. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Rudy May. And now, play ball. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares takes first base on ball four. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tavares moves to third. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie hits a pop-up towards third. Hebner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a fly ball into right field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood takes first base on ball four. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Youngblood moves to third. Trevino moves to second. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a fly ball into left field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. May fields it and throws to home to get Youngblood. Trevino moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tavares hits a fly ball into left field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez strikes out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Trevino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 0-for-1 in the game. Mozilli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0-for-1 in the game. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Parrish moves to second. One out. Rudy May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive towards third. Hebner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0-for-1 in the game. Cromartie strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hebner is hit by the pitch. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Youngblood hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trevino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cash. The throw from Trevino and he is out, Flynn applying the tag. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-1 in the game. Dawson takes first base on ball 4. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dawson. The throw from Trevino and he is out, Flynn applying the tag. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-1 in the game. Perez hits a fly ball into right field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Flynn hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellis hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Tavares hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tavares. The throw from Carter and he is out, Cash applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Youngblood. Carter reaches second base with a double. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carter moves to third. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Youngblood. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Carter scores. Valentine moves to third. It's 1-0, Expos. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. Spear hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Valentine scores. Parrish moves to third. It's 2-0, Expos. Rudy May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellis has Parrish trapped. He runs over and tags Parrish for the out. Spear moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Spear moves to third. May moves to second. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0 for 2 in the game. Cromarty is walked intentionally. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Spear tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Expos. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. May moves to third. Cromarty moves to second. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dawson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Maddox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee Mazzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzilli is 0 for 2 in the game. Mazzilli hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Maddox moves to second. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 2 in the game. Stearns hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hebner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Maddox scores. Mazzilli moves to second. It's 3-1, Expos. Dale Murray now pitching. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Youngblood hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trevino hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-2 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stearns scoops it up and throws to first, with Ellis covering, for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Carter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a fly ball into center field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carter moves to second. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spear takes first base on ball 4. Carter moves to third. Parrish moves to second. Rusty Staub pinch hits for Dale Murray. Jeff Reardon now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carter scores. Parrish scores. There goes Spear trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. It's 5-1, Expos. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bill Atkinson now pitching. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hodges pinch hits for Jeff Reardon. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges takes first base on ball 4. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tavares hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Andy Hosler now pitching. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cromartie hits a fly ball into left field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dawson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Lee Mazzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzilli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mazzilli strikes out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 3 in the game. Stearns hits a fly ball into left field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Hebner hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 3 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hosler fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Trevino hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0 for 3 in the game. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 5, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Stade Olympique in Montreal.